The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 30, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the work of the Central Institute of Pedagogical Sciences 45 years after its founding and amid the challenges of implementing the Third Improvement Plan of Education. The president mentioned from Twitter as an urgent mission of the center the return to classrooms of students after the COVID-19 pandemic. Challenges are precisely in correspondence with results of the Third Improvement Plan of Education led by the center. The first and second updates were carried out in 1975 and 1987, committed to achieving a more attractive school. The transformation process includes the updating of study plans and programs, a redefinition of the school organization, and a greater role of parents and community leaders in education, among other elements. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that Cuba will not close borders, but will reinforce the control of international travelers in view of the appearance of the new variant of SARS-CoV-2 virus called Omicron. Cuba will adopt measures to preserve that we have achieved, the president wrote on his Twitter account and shared the information note of the Public Health Ministry with new procedures for those arriving in this nation from December 4. The Venezuela-Cuba Friendship and Mutual Solidarity Movement will hold the 11th edition of its national meeting with an agenda focused on strengthening ties between the two nations, organizers informed. Scheduled for December 3 and 4, the meeting will pay a special tribute to the 27th anniversary of the first meeting between revolutionary leaders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, who on December 13, 1994, starred in an embrace in Havana that would trace the path of a future of unity and cooperation. In statements to Prensa Latina, Johnny Garcia Calles, national coordinator of the friendship movement between the two countries, said that the main objective of the event is to strengthen the organizational work in order to consolidate the solidarity actions and support to the island. And in the international agenda, we have that Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez expressed Cuba's will to strengthen relations of fraternity, solidarity, and cooperation with Honduras after the elections held in that Central American nation. The head of Cuban diplomacy congratulated Xiomara Castro on Twitter for the victory achieved in the general elections held in Honduras and the victory of the popular forces in that country. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel also congratulated the leadership of the Libre Party on Twitter. It took 12 years from the coup against Manuel Zelaya so the Honduran people could achieve the convincing victory of this Sunday at polls. Meanwhile, Senator for the Communes Party Carlos Lozada denounced the critical situation of children in Bogotá National Park, where several indigenous groups of Colombia settled, demanding decent housing. The death of the indigenous child in a vulnerable situation hurts us, he said through Twitter, referring to the death last week of a minor due to lack of medical attention. Leader of the NASA ethnic group, Maria Violet Medina, said that since last date this month, they warned about the health of several minors worsened by the rains, low temperatures, and sanitary conditions in the capital settlement. She stressed that in the exchange with authorities, they had already requested the presence of a permanent health brigade to attend to the medical needs of the population. The National Indigenous Organization of Colombia and the Commission of Human Rights of Indigenous Peoples recently presented a report in which they argue the dangers that threaten these populations in the absence of the state. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.